Shalom Boker Tov. Let's put this. It is very important to understand the difference between Aviut and Ta'ava. Ta'ava is that desire expresses. Then there is body part, and then there is a nefesh part. They are two different things. One is the spiritual aspect, and the nefesh is in dam. And the other one is aviut. That means the amount of desire that you have for binding divikut with Or Elyon. Divikut with Or Elyon. That means there is the Or that comes from above to you. You want to bind with it. That is aviut. And we know that aviut b'china dalet, which is on malchut, which is simtzum on it, by the way. Simtzum aleph is on it. Is the highest level of aviut, the highest level of binding with the light. Now, the masach, when we are talking about, is not that how much ta'ava the masach has, how much aviut the masach has. The higher aviut, the higher or chozer. If the aviyud is a bichnat dalet, the or chozer is all the way to the keter. If it's bichnat gimel, the or chozer is till chokhmah. If it is bet, is all the way till bina. If it is aleph, is all the way till tiferet, we said. And if it is shoresh, no aviyud. Shoresh, there is no or chozer in that regard. Now, let's go to perek dalet, page kuf yud gimel. And I am reading right on the top of the Aleph. Kesha'adam kadmon hitlabesh la'ir ba'atzilut, lo nitlabesh ela ba'or chozer dekuma chokhma bilvad. Now, first is the concept of hitlabshut. What is libush? Now, it's very interesting because right now we are studying libushim too. In the class, what are the three libushim that a man creates, Adam creates? There are three libushim. Machshava, because there is an or chozer in your machshava. When you get an idea, what is this? That means you have bounced back an idea, you cut yourself an idea. So the machshava, there is one kind of a libush. Dibur is another kind of a libush. Ma'aseh is another kind of a libush. So there are three types of libushim. And these libushim are the instrument that reveals the light, quote unquote, the Or Yashar. The Or Yashar, we said, it comes from itself. There is no way to recognize. But the Or Yashar is there. In order to recognize it, in order to reveal it, in order to catch it, to receive it, we said, it's only Kabbalah is true Or Chozer. So that means there must be an Or Chozer. What is this Or Chozer? It's called Libushim. How many kind of Libushim an Adam has? Three kind. You can litfos et ha'or. So to make an Or Chozer in your machshava, in your dibur, and in your maaseh. So here it says, Kesha Adam Kadmon, Hitlabesh la'ir. That means he created the libush in order to la'ir, to capture a light for purpose of to la'ir an atzilut. A domain called atzilut. Lo nitlabesh ela ba'or chozer dekuma chokhma. That means, didn't the light that went to bring about entity called Adam Kadmon, that light did not continue to shine upon atzilut. But Adam Kadmon created a new libush in order to la'ir ba'olam called Olam Atzilut. What is that libush? Or chozer, koma shel chokhma. That's the lingo. Ve'lo ba'or chozer de bichinat bet, sha'ya komat bina. That means he didn't, this or did not labesh בבינה, only חוכמה. ועל כן לא נעלם מקומה זו, רק קטר וקטר להתלבש בתוך חוכמה.
מה זה לא נעלם?
the Keter, the Or of Keter, since En Adar Beruchaniyot, what Or Keter, where did it go? He said, it nitlabesh betucho, it nitlabesh inside of this Chokhmah that Adam Kadmon created or made the Libush for. Now, let's go and read the Aleph, the Etz Chaim. Umnamda, however, you should know, Kishker Rata Matzila Ir Batzilut, when it came that he wanted to shine upon Atzilut, Nitlabesh B'Chokhmah. That means that Or Sof, as we discussed before, Hitlabesh B'Or Chokhmah. Shelemala Me'Atzilut, Val Yedei HaChokhmah HaMitlabesh Hu B'Tocha, אז נכנס ומאיר בקטר וחוכמה דאצילות. So that means, in Adam Kadmon created a libush for Ensof, the koma of that libush, the koma of the libush is chokma, and captures a koma of chokma, but captures Eser Sefirot. He says, when it captured this chokma, it labeshed ba'Adam Kadmon into this libush, to lie irba atzilut, it only illuminated keter vechokhma shel atzilut. He says, why not only keter? Because it is koma chokhma, but not same koma chokhma of atzilut, we said. It comes both to the keter and the chokhma of atzilut together, but not to the bina. Just remember this. And slowly it becomes clear why he had to go on to do this. We will get more into the aviyut of things we realize, because this light, what is the koma or chozer koma of Adam Kadmon? What is the koma? Keter, eze bichina. Eze bichina, dalet, created the keter. Now, the chokma, the koma of chokma, what kind of a masach created the or chozer? Gimel. But this was done in the domain of Dalet.
Right.
The domain.
Yeah.
Adam Kadmon is of Bichina Dalet.
Right.
However, the actual Masach is only Bichinat Gimel. You follow what I want to say? There is a difference. It is something of lower quality, let's say, lower aviyut, was created in a domain that is the highest of yut. Something is missing. But it says this something that you think is missing is not. It is betocho. It is inside of whatever it is that's coming now as a or yasha. Let's read Amriel.
Huh? So what is that thing that is inside?
Keter. What was the Keter? The Keter was that concept that was created in Koma Dalet,
right.
in Keter.
Right.
So because this Chokhmah finds it Libush in the domain of Keter, has the concept of Keter within itself. Because it was made over there. Do you have anything of your parents? Of course, because you were there. They are not lost. Somehow they are in you.
Okay.
I mean, that's the most simplest way of seeing it. If your koma is chokhmah, you cannot conceive more than chokhmah. The highest level that you can conceive is chokhmah, and not more than that. And that's true. The highest level that we can tap into ourselves is the chokhmah of ourselves. To the keter, we don't have a possibility, only unless we come to a certain correct circumstances, a positioning in order to find a way to tap into the keter.
But the keter is inside the chokhmah.
Yes, that's why you have a possibility to tap into it at the right time, right place, right circumstances.
At the same time, our perception of the keter is still through the chokhmah. And that's
right.
Oh, absolutely, yes, it's absolutely, that's correct, absolutely correct. Now, and he says, שלמעלה ועל ידי החוכמה המתלבש הוא בתוכה, אז נכנס ומאיר בכתר וחוכמה דאצילות, ולא הוא צריך להתלבש גם בבינה. It says it is not necessary anymore to lehit labesh gam bebina. What it means, lehit labesh gam bebina? What that means? Lehit labesh gam bebina. That means it's there was or chozer after keter, or chozer after chokhmah and keter, but there wasn't any or chozer. The or chozer of bina was not necessary. That means when it came, who created Bria? Bina of Atzilut. He says, at the meantime, it comes in here, and it's not necessary to lehit labesh bebina of Atzilut.
Necessary is a tough word to understand.
Yes, absolutely. It says right now it's necessary, and we will see, because it says, hakol b'chokhma sita. He doesn't say anything as far as... Okay.
But is it possible?
Stay here. Here we go. Here we go. Pay attention to me. That's why I say this study without Torah, it's not going to go. It's impossible to go if you don't have the Torah, because that's what you machzik ba. That's what you can hold on to, because otherwise it's such a theory that you will totally 100 times stronger mind and more clever minds than you and me have tried it. It won't go. When we study Bereshit has, because we are talking now Keter and Chokhmah, Bereshit has two Bereshit, Aleph and Bet. And both of them are the creation. It's one book, but Aleph and Bet. The creation divides Aleph and Bet. What the Aleph does, it talks about two things. Bara, Bereshit Bara Elokim, et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. At the end of, good morning, at the end of the Perek Aleph, at the end, if we have a Torah, we will see, it says, Vayachul ha-shamayim va-aretz v'chol tzva'am. And at the end, he says, bara Elohim lasot. That means God talked, watch my hand, Bria in one side, and the end is Asiya.
End is Asiya.
Right.
Bara Elohim lasot.
So that means, he says, Bria, he created, and he did. What about in between? What happened to Yetzira? Pele, you go to the second Bereshit, and there we say Vayatzar Adam. That means God first comes, creates, and does whatever it is necessary after he finished whatever he created and what he wanted to do. After that, he goes to the Perek Bet and he says Vayatzar Adam, comes Yetzira, the in-between. Because if it is Beria, it's Bina. If it is Asiya, is Malchut. Bria, Bina brings Bria. Asiya brings Malchut. What about Zer and Pin in between? What happened here? It comes after. It comes to create an entity, how to connect the Bria, to be able to connect Bria into Asiya. How to create Bria? Where is your Bria? Your brain. Your brain creates. And where is your Asiya? It's from belly down. That's Asiya. That's action. Now what is in between here?
Yetzira.
That's your Yetzira. It's between this diaphragm and this diaphragm. Two diaphragms separating it. And that's your Yetzira. So God talks about this and talks about the end. And in between, he talks in the second chapter, Bereshit Bet. In the first part, no chet. Only when it comes to Yetzirah. Why? Because in Yetzirah, Vayatzer et Adam, Vayatzer to you. He brings into Zerampin the possibility of good and bad. The possibility, here Bria is et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. At the end, la'asot b'Shabbat, ikadesh oto. But in between, what happens in order to connect this Bria to the action? There is Yetzirah. יצר טוב ויצר רע. No, that's the whole point. Because Zerampin is the only instrument that connects Bria into Asiya.
Okay, so how come it's not in between? So how come it comes at the end? How come you said...
You are telling me how come first God creates the beginning and the end and says, Mister, you do the middle. Ani Rishon, Ani Acharon, your responsibility is to create the middle. Here it is.
I don't understand when you say this comes later. What do you mean later?
Here, not in chapter 1. Not in Bereshit Aleph. That's the beauty. It doesn't come into Aleph. God creates the beginning of the work to the end of the work and Oseh Otam, finished, done. As far as he's concerned.
Yeah.
Now, here Vayatzar et Adam, and he told the Adam what? Lotov levado, the only place in the Torah lotov used. Anywhere else you know that is used lotov in the creation? Only one place. It says lotov levado. Yeah, that means there is a problem with this Adam that has to connect these two parts, and there is a lotov. This lotov has to be corrected. So he brought a malchut. He said, okay, correct this malchut. This malchut is going to be a ezer kenegdo to create, to cause, to correct what is lotov. And what is lotov? Lotov levado, that is to be alone.
That's why man is the only one that can think. Thought comes from man.
Adam, you mean?
Adam.
Yeah, from Adam. But Adam is a concept of male and female. The Adam is not a concept of only male. Adam is a concept that is exclusive, inclusive of male and female. Yeah.
That's why the humankind is the only one that can think. Humankind brought machshava.
Adam brought machshava to the olam.
Machshava.
Right. That's correct.
And everything is done through learned or programming from above.
Yes, fine. Fine.
That's what it means.
Okay, now let's go back. Always, you can. That Zerampin is important. That Zerampin gives you the possibility of you correcting your characters, your attitude, your behavior, your personality, your nature. That's the Zerampin, that's the formation. What do you form? You form everything right in that domain in order to have an entity that can connect the Shamayim to the Aretz, can connect the mind and heart and make it one. That's why he says, Bechol Levavecha. What do you mean? Two hearts. What do you mean two hearts? He says, look, you got two hearts. You got two female within you. Every male has a two female in there. You got to bring unification through all this malchuyot.
But there are sometimes that we don't need this being that we can connect.
There is no such a thing. It's impossible. It forbids you. It literally tells you that you cannot jump. He says, you know what? Hovaya, who is Tiferet? Tiferet is Hovaya. Look, I know you are the boss, Adona Olam, I understand, but you know what? I don't want to talk to the boss of this Olam. I want to talk to Ensof directly. Can I have nobody in between me? He says, no, it cannot. There is a Masach always. There is a Masach. In order to make you feel a little bit more, if you take a pen and write down, Yetzer HaTov, Yetzer HaTov veYetzer HaRa. Reshei Tevot, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei. That means it is the Hovaya, which is the Zerampin. It's got to be there. You have to really cause the connection. You have to make the choice. There is a Yetzer HaTov, there is a Yetzer HaRa, and God tells you very simply, Bechol Levavecha, that means, Chachamim say it a million times, that you, God doesn't want you only to love him with your Yetzer HaTov. He wants you to go to Leshachnea, that means to bring Yetzer HaRa to come along and do the mitzvot. He says, if you are able to do that to your Yetzer Hara, you have done the work, you're connected. If you are able to teach your Yetzer Hara the truth, then you have done the work. This is the work. There is no other work. One day, that's not true. It's because, no, your neshama, you go through Zerampin, you go to Zerampin and Zerampin takes you up. Who do you think is going to take your tefillah? Same. Cannot do without Hovaya. Continuously you have to be and be part of the Hovaya. You are going to make the Hovaya. You noten oz le Elohim. You are the one that is giving him the possibility of connecting to the above.
Zerampin stands for love of the world. Zerampin stands for the sixth widow. It stands for a lot of things. It cannot do without.
Olam Yetzirah is the Zerampin. It's very simple. Olam Yetzirah is the Zerampin.
But the interesting thing is that living things, not mankind, can create without going through the process of Zerampin.
Impossible.
No, I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about animal coming.
Everything.
Has to go through
Zerampin. Everything. You cannot put any interruption into the line of connection. You interrupt anything along the line. That's it. You are in the Olam Hazeh. You got to connect to every Olam until you reach.
But didn't you say, you said this a couple months ago, that the entire week, the 6 days, you work on your Midah. So on Shabbat, you can straight connect to Bina.
Yes, connect. That means your Koma going to go higher. Your Koma, but still you have to go through the Olam Asiya, Olam Yetzirah,
yes.
Olam Briya.
And that's why you said that you work the 6 days to be able to connect.
That's right.
To remove the Masach on Shabbat. So that's why there is no time and space. That's
yeah.
That's why you can connect to that.
Fine. So but still, not without the Hovaya.
So why do you say that you cannot connect to Bina without Zerampin on Shabbat?
It seems that you don't get it. It's part of the line. You need only. The Zerampin will allow you during the week goes up to Zerampin, not to up to Bina. The only time that you can go up to Bina is connecting to Zerampin on Shabbat in order to connect to Bina.
That's what most of the happens in Shabbat. Most revelations happen in Shabbat.
Okay, let's go. Let's go to Aleph. Here goes Aleph. Kan terach harav veirich lasbir anu hefresh mibein dalet bechinot deor yashar hamechonim chokma bina zerampin vemalchut kenizkal lemala ubein dalet bechinot deor chozeh. He says God goes, the Rav goes through a tremendous difficulty in order to explain what is Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut. Those are the four phases. This is the Hovaya. This is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. These four phases is in the concept of Or Yashar. And there is Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut of Or Chozeh. Both of them, we say, Rav says, we call the Chokhmah, Bina, Zerampin, Malchut. But they are two different concepts completely. המכונים גם כן אותן שמות. Those are the same names. חוכמה, בינה, זרמפים ומלכות. והנה זה כבר ביאור הרב לעיל. We discussed already. באור פנימי עוד עין, etc. אשר בחינת כלים של הצילות, כלים, that means the ליבושים, נעשים על ידי אור חוזר העולה למעלה, למקומו, שבהם מתלבש עצמות אור אינסוף. The Or Yashar is Or Ein Sof. Depending on the Or Chozer that you create, that kind of a libush you create, and that's how the Koma you capture. Shehen dalet bechinot de Or Yashar, ayin sham be Or Pinimi, vahanach roe, איך דלת הבחינות חוכמה ובינה וזרם פין ומלכות דאור ישר מתלבשים באור חוזר העולה על ידי זיווג דקה במסך שיש במלכות דאור ישר. That means אור ישר goes through חוכמה, goes through בינה, goes through זרם פין. No problem. There is no מסך on any of them. Until it comes to the מלכות of אור ישר. In the מלכות of אור ישר there is a מסך. In the מלכות of אור ישר, מלכות of אור ישר creates the אור חוזר to go again to חוכמה, בינה, זרם פין, ומלכות of אור חוזר. Where מלכות of אור חוזר reaches? Reaches כתר of אור ישר. מלכות of אור חוזר reaches כתר of אור ישר. Okay, it's in where, right? Now, Chokhma of Or Chozer reaches till which comma?
Chokhma of Or Chozer.
Right, we said Malchut of Or Chozer, which is the Malchut, which is Keter of Or Chozer, reaches, all the way goes, the Or Chozer of it goes to the Keter, where Chokhma goes. Where Chokhma of Keter? What is the next Sefira after Malchut? Next Sefira to, in Or Chozer after Malchut? Yesod. Yesod. So Yesod Or Chozer goes till which comma?
That's the thing.
Chokhma. Bravo. Bravo. The Rav says goes through a lot of difficulty, lot of difficulty to explain that there is Chokhma bin Azer and Pin Malchut of Or Yashar, but understand that there is again Chokhma of Or Chozer, Bina of Or Chozer, Zer and Pin of Or Chozer, the Malchut of Or Chozer. Okay. V'mikan tavin. בכמה מקומות שכתוב מילת התלבשות. רב uses the word התלבשות, המובן הוא שהאור ישר מתלבש באור חוזר. So, there is a, wherever there is an אור חוזר, there is a creation of a ליבוש. We have three sections into our body, ראש, תוך, סוף, three kinds of אור חוזר, three ליבושים. מחשבה, דיבור, מעשה. It's the same.
So why would it have two names?
Because he wants to create that if he says Or Chozer, Or Chozer, now he can say Libushim in a different way. You have a different Libush for your head. You have a hat. You don't have a hat for your goof.
I think he's trying to introduce us to something beyond
Shabbat.
It
is, no, he's using it for a good purpose.
On the verge of understanding.
And there's another thing, if you look for the libush, you will recognize that there is a lev in it. That lev is very important, the lamed bet. There is in libush, there is a lamed bet chokhmah. That's why he says, hakol v'chokhmah asita. There is no libush that you make, and chokhmah is not in it. So the Or Chozer, it's a Libush finds more meaning, deeper meaning, than just a simply say Or Chozer. Libush is more, okay? Say. Okay. Now, וכשאומר התלבש האין סוף בחוכמה, פירושו שדלת בחינות חוכמה תפארת מלכות דאור ישר, עד מתפשטים מאין סוף שהמה התלבשו בחוכמה של אור חוזר. בחוכמה של אור חוזר. דהיינו בשיעור אור חוזר שיש לו קומה חוכמה דאור ישר. אשר באור חוזר דקומה חוכמה ההוא מתלבשים כל דלת בחינות דאור ישר, חוכמה בינה זרם פין ומלכות, חוץ מכתר דאור ישר. חוץ מכתר דאור ישר. Why? Because it says הכל בחוכמה עשית before. So since everything has a koma chokma, anything that asui has a koma chokma, the or choser that it has is to the level of chokma. Therefore, anything I capture first in the machshava. There is nothing that I will receive without the machshava. Okay. That's why it says.
I heard a nice concept about it. Uh-huh. What do you mean concept? You said the sperm comes from the head.
That's correct.
This is why everything is in the head.
That absolutely correct.
Everything comes from it.
Now there is a difference. On Tuesday we explained here. Okay. There is a creator. And there is a provider. There is the mother, the father that gives, creates, as a creator, he has the sperm, but the mother cultivates it. There is the or, and there is hu, veshmo. There is hovaya, veshechinta. There is a male and a female. There is a male, which is zahar, which is your brain. There is a female, which is your heart, and you have two of them, not one. Now, the brain orders, doesn't provide. The provider is the heart. It is the heart that provides blood and sustenance to the moch, to the moach, to the brain, not the moach. Moach only gives pekudot, orders, do this, tak, electronic. But the provider is the heart. Now these two gotta be one. If they are not one, there is no balance. And the whole problem is that these two, it's a Shamayim va'aretz. But in between Shamayim va'aretz, there is a Rakia. The in between, the Zerampin. Yeah, there is a heart up here and there is a heart right at the bottom. Isav sitting right there. What are you talking about? That's why you have two hearts. There is a La'ah, which is an aspect of the Kedusha, and there is a Rachel, this is an aspect of outside, Chitzoniut. That's why Rachel was buried outside of the Machpelah, because she represents the Chitzoniut, she represents the outside world. La'ah, quiet, it's inside world. Huh? It's all right. Okay, here we go. We are together. This is beautiful. ומכאן תבין בכמה שכתוב מילת התלבשות המובן והוא שאור ישר מתלבש באור חוזה ואור וכשאמור התלבש האינסוף בחוכמה, פירושו ד' בחינות חוכמה בינה תפארת מלכות דאור ישר, המתפשטים מאינסוף, שהמה התלבשו בחוכמה של אור חוזר. היינו, בשיעור אור חוזר שיש לו קומת חוכמה דאור ישר, אשר באור חוזר קומת חוכמה הוא, מתלבשים כל ד' בחינות דאור ישר, חוכמה בינה זרם פינו מלכות, חוץ מכתר דאור ישר, הגנוז תוך חוכמה האור ישר כנזכר למעלה. והנה ודאי, אשר גם דלת בחינות דאור ישר המתפשטים מאין סוף באות גם כן בדרך עילה ועלול, סיבה ומסובב, על סדר מדרגה, שהרי הנה יוצאים ונמשכות זו מזו. What he wants to say, he says, don't forget, there is a difference between Or Chozer and Or Yashar. Or Yashar, it comes from Sibav ve Mesuvav. That means one causes the other. Bina comes out of Chokhmah. Zerampin comes out of Bina. Bina is the cause of Zerampin. This is in the Or Yashar. Okay? But when there is Hitlapshut, there is something else. Zumizu, Shechokhmah nimshechet miketet. או בינה נמשכת מחוכמה, והזרמפין נמשכת מבינה, ומלכות נמשכת מהזרמפין כנזכר למעלה. אמנם, אין זה נקרא התלבשות. If you are causing something else to be revealed, or to come about, that's not התלבשות. כי דלת בחינות דאור ישר אינן מתלבשו זו מזו. שנאמר למשל שאור העליון מתלבש בבינה כדי להעיר לזה רמפין, כי המתלבש פירושו בליבוש של אור חוזה. He says, you remember we said that the aura that shines upon, illuminates Atzilut, is created in Adam Kadmon? How was created? Was created through Hitlapshut. Because there was an Or Chozer captured in Adam Kadmon, captured the Chokhmah, that's going to shine upon Olam Atzilut. That's called Hitlapshut. But in Or Yashar, when Bina comes from Chokhmah, not Derech Hitlapshut, Derech Siba v'Mesiba, that means cause and effect. It's going to become more clear. It is important to understand the difference, what is Or Chozer, what is Or Yashar, what are the things that happening when there is Or Yashar, what are the things happening when there is a creation of Or Chozer. The way the Or Chozer creates and the way the Or Yashar comes down is two different things. And we have to differentiate between these two. And slowly Rav is emphasizing on this for us to start grasping what's the differentiation. Ha'olah al-yadei zivug da'aka min ha-masach. It's Or Chozer that gaspi a zivug da'aka b'masach. She'netaken b'chinat dalet she'im arhut. Now, where do we have masach? Only when there is Malchut. Otherwise, there is no Masach. Kenizkar bedivrei harav, vekan bebina lo haya shum tzimtzum. Bebina lo haya shum tzimtzum. Malchut, there is tzimtzum. There is no bebina. That means the light, the Chokhmah that was created in Adam Kadmon comes to Keter, and the Chokhmah of Atzilut, but not to the Bina of Atzilut. Now follow what it happens. He says, Shum Tzimtzum, She'ein Sham Masach Mukhan Lahakot Et Ha'or Elyon La'or Chozer, Kedei She'ta'amar She'hitlabesh Ha'or Bebina. There is no Hitlapshut Bebina. The Or Yashar, Kedei La'ir Bezerampin. That means there was not any Or Yashar in Bina, Or Chozer in Bina, in order to capture light, in order to illuminate the Zerampin, the Or Yashar, Ela, Sheze Mechone Derech Ma'avar. That means Bina doesn't have any Masach and says to the Or and Sof, I am only for you a Ma'avar. You want to go through me? You got to go through me. I'm standing here. I'm here. No problem. Go through me. I'm not going to create any Or Chozer. Do whatever. You want to shine to Zerampin? Shine to Zerampin only through me. But I am not going to affect anything to it. But only you go through me. You remember that Moshe wanted to go through the land of Esav and send information that we want to go through you. We are not going to touch no water. We're going to not touch any of your animal. We are not going to really bother you. Just go through. Did Yaakov went through Ma'avar Shel Yabok? There was a Ma'avar that you had to go through. But however, there is a Ma'avar that you go through. And Bina says, look, I'm not going to put any interruption here. You can go, but you can go through me to shine to Zerampin. Now let's understand this concept. When we understand this concept, we have understood the most beautiful part of the whole Torah.
I know Bina doesn't affect anything, but yet it defines it.
Bravo. It's still when you go through a Ma'avar, there is a Ein Resh in it, there is Bet Resh in it, there is Ein in it, there is a whole lot of things. I mean, yes, you go through the Mava. Bina says, here it is, do whatever you want, do it through me. What he's saying? Do it through me. You want to do it? I won't have any Tzimtzum on you. You want to do it? No problem. Do it through me, though. Use me as a Mava. I am going to be in between. What Israel says? Israel says, you want Hamas? You want food? You want all this to help this Hamas? No problem. I got to go through me. Cannot go direct. It got to go through me. But if it goes through Israel, that means Israel is going to make some checks on it. It's not going to just go through for nothing. It's going to happen something in there. So, but there is no Hitlabshut. That's the key. There's no Hitlabshut. Bina doesn't do any Hitlabshut on the Oren Sof. Oren Sof only goes through Bina, and Bina ma'avir the whole thing the way Ein Sof wants. So what Bina comes, that's it, Gabrut. What Bina becomes, Bina becomes the mother nature. Bina becomes literally Ein Sof. Bina becomes like the light itself. Bina becomes like a creation. Because she's acting as an instrument. We say, Hovaya, who? Ha-Elohim. Ha-Elohim being a Teva, Teva is acting, Hovaya is acting as kind of a, with the Libush of Elohim. Ein Sof is acting on Zerampin. Now remember, where is Zerampin? Ein Sof is acting upon Zerampin, Trubina. But it is Ein Sof. It's not Bina. It only goes through Bina. You receive right now whatever information you're receiving. It is Ein Sof. And if I am honestly, don't put my ego into it sincerely, and I become a channel, it's going through me to you. It's a birth canal, whatever you want to call it.
It's that we read at the beginning of
the book.
That
yes, it's a conduit. It's a conduit. God, it's that. But the point is, the conduit lets you to the water go. But any direction the conduit goes, the water is still the same water. Nothing changes. But the direction of the pipe makes the difference. No problem. Absolutely. Are we okay with this? It is. All right. The Rav, by the way, he breaks his teeth to for us to realize that the world of Or Chozer and the Or Yashar is, there is a hell of a difference.
Yeah.
And what are the things that are cause and effect? Yes. But the Or Chozer, there is Derech Hitlabshut.
Yeah.
Derech Hitlabshut. Only Derech Hitlabshut. That means there is only Or Chozer when there is a Malchut. Now, Malchut can stay at the level of Bechina Dalet. Malchut, then, when there is a Bechina Dalet, his Dachachut of Masach goes to Bechina Gimel. His Dachachut of Masach goes to Bechina Bet. That means, first, he creates Or Chozer of Koma Dalet. Then he creates Or Malchut, creates Or Chozer of Koma Gimel. Then Or Chozer of Koma Bet. Then Or Chozer Koma Aleph. Then Or Chozer of Koma Shoresh.
Okay, but
I wish. Okay.
The bush is not the same.
Here we go.
I want to understand that.
Here we go. Or Yashar comes, we said, only creates Zivug Daka when my finger here is a or Malchut. When there is a Malchut, correct?
Right.
And Chozer. What is this first? The first Or Chozer that creates of Bechina Dalet.
Right.
Now, there is a Izdachut of Bechina Dalet because he created
right.
The Or Chozer. There is no more Dalet. What is the Komana?
Gimel.
It's Gimel. When it is Gimel, where this Malchut stands? In its place, Malchut?
No, it's not.
It has
it's
to go,
Gimel.
It's a Zach. It became, so it goes Aliyah.
Right.
Goes Aliyah, next step is where? He goes to Yesod.
Right.
Now, when Gimel finished, which Masach remains? What do you mean Gimel finished? That means the light Or Yashar comes again.
After each Aliyah, the light comes back.
And that
Malchut Ole, all the time Malchut Ole, 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 until Malchut Ole till Hafa, till Keter of Or Yashar. So, when, which way Malchut is Ole? By Or Chozer. Because every time Ole comes to Yesod, then there is a Or Chozer he has created. Then it goes to Bina, then creates Or Chozer. So the Or Chozer is Derech Hitlapshut, Or Yashar, Derech is Siva v'Mesuva. That means from when Or Yashar comes, Keter goes to Chokhmah, Chokhmah goes to Bina, Bina goes to Malchut, Yashar. There is no Or Chozer. It's Siva v'Mesuva. That means Chokhmah causes Bina to come into. Bina causes Zerampin to come into. When Zerampin shines upon Malchut, Malchut says, Baba, let's start create Or Chozer.
So it's a bouncing between circular motion and another circular motion through a straight motion.
They are both a straight motion. They are all Yashar. Yeah. One is from above to below. One is from below to above. That means Bichnat Gimel of Or Chozer. Talk to me like this.
Or Chozer. So it's Gimel Aleph.
It goes to the Aleph of above.
Okay, so
bravo.
It's Gimel Aleph.
Bravo.
Okay.
Bravo. Good. If everybody know understands this, then I would be fine.
Okay. The Chochmah of Or Chozer. What is that?
Yesod. Yes, which is Gimel. Going from below to above. Okay, Aleph Gimel, it's the same thing. Yeah, yes, you got it. You have it. Okay, we can. Vav, I'm going to read. Vegam ken, kemo ba atzilut, en hapirush shetekef betechila yatsa o beolam abriya komad bina, ela ratzono lomar shakoma heki gadol sheyatsa sham lebesof, eina yoter mikomad bina. והזיווק היה למעלה בבחינת בית באצילות. היינו גם כן מטעם שנתבהל לעיל בדיבור הסמוך, אין שם כי הזדחכות המסך מבחינת ג' לבחינת בית שנקרא בינה, צריך להיות בעולם האצילות. צריך, no, we said, the חוכמה that was התלבשת, the התלבשות of the חוכמה קרה באדם קדמון to illuminate אצילות. So did the בינה, the קומה בינה, it was בינה of אצילות really, that was the אור חוזר of בינה אצילות to shine upon the עולם בריאה. It's the same pattern. בחינת בית, but however that light was captured in עולם אצילות. בינה of עולם אצילות, והזיווג היה למעלה בבחינת בית באצילות. דהיינו גם כן מטעם שנתבהר לעיל בדיבור הסמוך, כי הזדחכות המסך מבחינת ג' לבחינת בית שנקרא בינה, צריך להיות בעולם האצילות. ששם מקומו דמסך לבחינת ג' שנקרא חוכמה. דמקום belongs to חוכמה, understand, Makom belongs to Koma Gimel. However, the light that was captured was Koma Bet. That is very important. That is the significance into this. וכמו שדיברנו, etc. נעשה הזיווג דקול פרצוף, נעשה הזיווג דקול פרצוף בפה דראש של הפרצוף העליון ממנו. Every parzuf, if we have parzuf ein be sag mem hey ben, the parzuf of sag, the zivug that created the sag, the or chozer that created the parzuf of sag, was made in the pay of ein be. That's why it says hazivug de kol parzuf be pe de rosh shel parzuf ha'elyon mimenu. שזיווג דעין בית שהוא בחינת ג' נעשה בפה דראש פרצוף גלגלתה. והזיווג דסג נעשה בפה דראש דעין בית וכו'. ועל ידי זה כך בעולמות אצילות בריאה יצירה נעשה הזיווג לצורך כל עולם כעולם העליון ממנו.
בעולם.
בעולם. it's a mistake then. Ke'olam be'olam.
Nisa zivug le'tzorech kol olam. Ba'olam.
Ha'elyon mimen. ואחר שנזדחך שם המסך לבחינת ג' לבחינת ב' נבחן של נותסף שם ונולד מסך חדש לבחינת ב' ותקף מתפשד עליו אור אינסוף לזיווג דעקה כנזכר למעלה והאור חוזר אורו ומלביש עד קומה בינה דעשר ספירות דאור ישר וכתר חוכמה דאור ישר מתלבשים בפנימיות בינה כנזכר למעלה ואחר שנשלם התלבשות אינסוף בבינה מהמסך ולמעלה כאמור הנה אז חוזר אור חוזר ויורד ממקום המסך ולמטה that means מקום המסך was בחינת ג' ממקום אף בחינת ג' that captured now בזיווג דעקה של בחינת ב' אור עשר ספירות it's gonna come now below the מסך in order to go to the בריאה למטה מרחיב את המלכות ההיא לעשות ספירה מיניה וביה, היינו מכתר עד מלכות שלה כדוגמתם של העשר שפירות שנמצאים מהמסך ולמעלה באצילות. Same pattern but different קומה. דהיינו רק בקומה בינה, שכתר וחוכמה גנוזים בה כנזכר למעלה ואלו העשר ספירות, המה עשר ספירות של עולם הבריאה באופן שהעשר ספירות בקומת בינה שיצא למעלה מהמסך הם נמצאים בעולם אצילות. These ten lights, ספירות, they really were produced in עולם אצילות, again he repeats. ועליהם אומר הרב כשרצה להעיר בבריאה התלבש בבינה שבאצילות ועשה הספירות השניות שנמשכו יצאו למטה מהמסך הם נקראות עשר ספירות בעולם הבריאה. So, where is עולם בריאה in us? Really our head. That's why Torah says put your head in the Torah. Because that's the בריאה. You create Briya by the Torah.
So
what is Atzilut? Is that idea that Hashem said, Bo Yivne Olam Bechesed. Bo Yivne, he says, Eser Sefirot Shel Briya was created in Olam Atzilut. The Eser Sefirot that comes into my head is created in Olam Atzilut. Whose idea is? Olam Atzilut. Whatever idea I get into my head to create anything, where honestly, Bezalel got to draw anything?
Ruach.
Ruach HaKodesh. So it's from above, gave him Eser Sefirot, and he says, that's how he got it. So he started to create. He really became the instrument of creation. That's his head. That's the head. That's the Briya. Ma'aseh is the end part. That's Olam Malchut. That's the end of it. Netzach Hod Yesod Umalchut. That's the end of you. In between, Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. But in between here is the Rakia. Is your stomach. Is the two diaphragm. That's Olam Yetzirah. That's where you form everything. That's where your Yetzer. Just a moment. If you are angry, you eat, how are you going to feel? Heartburn. Who made you heartburn? Your nature? Yeah, your character. You were angry. You have an angry character. You have a happy character. Whatever is your character is going to affect whatever goes to your stomach. Who decides? Do you decide how many hormones and how many acid in your stomach to be produced in order to digest food? Who decides? Do you control? Of course you control. Where do you control? You never control. He says, no, you control your character, automatically, your nature. And what is your nature? It's the Libushim that you created. And what are your Libushim? It's your Midot.
So we can be affected how we create. If we create by the lower self, which is anger, we create certain things through that.
Don't right now. If you say it says b'chol levavecha, that means I want both of your heart. I don't want you to give one heart to someone else and one heart to me too. I'm jealous. I don't want it.
But then if you want to be with b'chol levavecha, you have to convert that alev to be like the first.
Absolutely.
If you
love me with all your heart. I don't want only one heart. Give me your two hearts. Not interested at all with one heart. That one good heart I gave you. Give me the bad one. Train the bad one. That's the most difficult thing. And honestly, that's the whole bottom line. And all this study we do, it's how to find a way to bring about the Yetzer Hara to accept the fact of joining the forces. All that. There is nothing else. There is absolutely nothing else other than to be able and have the knowledge to bring about the humanity. Shoshana, please stop dragging that thing continuously.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry, just stop it. Please. So park it somewhere and God bless. Okay, Toda Rabba, thank you very much. Now, we're gonna stop here, even though we have a little bit more time, but let's stop it here because it is quite intense. And I don't want to go too fast, too push, because those are the basic points. Because now there is one thing I want you not to forget. He says, The makom is a certain aviut.
Okay.
However, the light that captures for purpose of the lower world, tachton, is made in elyon. That means koma of bina is captured in the makom of bichinat gimel. And I want you to start to be familiar with gimel, bet, aleph, of Or Chozer, and the Or Yashar. Because you have now to see in two ways things. Whether I am defining from Or Yashar, that means above to below, that is light. I'm talking about light. When I talk about Or Chozer from below to above, that means I'm talking about Ke'ilim, which are the Or Chozer and Libushim. No, the only thing that it goes through Bina. And we said Bina is kind of a...
Yeah, but it goes through Neshama.
Absolutely. It goes through Neshama, but Ruach goes through the Neshama, comes down, but Neshama puts its two cents, let's say, into it.
So how we breathe defines
us. That's very true, too. Of course. That's what sustains you.
Every time we breathe, we can remember that.
Oh yeah, there is a whole study out, and now it's more and more, it's the art of breathing. The art of breathing. Breathing is an art. And there has not been taught. They just slapped your tuchus and say, start breathing. And you're breathing, but nobody told you.
Nobody even said anything.
It's natural, but it's an art. Of course.
Every meditation, everything comes with the way of...
But we are not. We are putting on an automatic mode to breathe. But I can breathe with a purpose. Nobody stops me not to put purpose in every breathe. Anybody stops me? No, I can. And I should. But I don't. I don't have time for it. I have time for more chitzuniyot. I don't have what, I am not worried what's going inside me. I'm worried about what the outside world is all about.
If you put atzilut in the evolution,
that's correct. That's the whole purpose. That means to not to be away from the nearness, which is atzilut. What it means not to be away from the nearness, it's I don't want ever to lose my space of not being far from Hashem. I want to become closer to Hashem all the time. The work is to go back to the Shoresh, to ask for a divikut, to ask for more closeness. Every morning, the first prayer you say that you are asking to become closer. You're not asking to go further away. That thing that is inside us, the teva, which is the ani, that the teva has embedded, a matbea, is inside you, it's a chotem. There is a chotem of the Hashem, of ani. He put a part of his ani into you. And now that ani all the time, shoef, all the time is really asking to go back to the shoresh. It says God put 6 days, it was beautiful when it says 6 days God created and allowed the Shedim to create Kilipot. That means no, on Friday God created Shedim. On Friday. Right. Kilipa. And this Kilipa created the Kilipa, the world of Kilipa, so fast that God had to bring his Yud, add it to Shed and make it Shaddai, in order to stop his creation. That's why El Shaddai is the force that says, die to Olamo. He says, stop, don't grow so much Gashmiut. Because if you create over above of certain Gashmiut, you become so far from the truth that you will never have the feeling that I want to go back to Hashem. Even the furthest Jew, the guy that doesn't do no mitzvah, there is a point that says enough is enough. That's it. No, no more. You pass that point, you are done. That's it. There is nothing to bring you back. And that's why Hashem says he's careful. He brings you to the point, the furthest you can go in darkness, but it doesn't allow you to pass in order not to be able to say, hey, wait a minute, I'm Jewish. He says the guy that doesn't go for Pesach, doesn't do any of the regalim, doesn't do Yom Kippur. What Yom Kippur? He goes and eats and does what, especially Davka even. But when God gives him a son, he says, oh, I got to take him for a Brit Milah. He said, what's the matter with you? Brit Milah is the least logical thing that you can do.
But you know, it's not exactly like that
anymore. Unfortunately, to Tzari, I started in Israel when they don't do any more Brit Milah.
There is an organization called Af Milah.
Yeah.
In Hebrew, Shem, when you say Af Milah, is not a word. But a word is like Brit.
Right.
Milah, Brit Milah.
Right. Lo Brit Milah.
Af Milah.
Shalom Boker Tov. Shehashem Yazor. Shehiya Shabbat Shalom. Shehiya Atzlacha La'am Yisrael. Veshenatzliach. Veinu Am Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Masi Yadeinu Kol Na'aleinu Masi Yadeinu Kol Na'aleinu.